presentation, yeah. Couple new ideas, perhaps, when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Downey. But before we do, our quote this afternoon, just because it's rainy outside, this is pretty good. Harry Toscano is the source of this. Quote, "I'm hitting the woods just great, but I'm having a terrible time getting out of them." Golf quote from Golf Quotes. Great quotes about a great game. Oh, so Oregon now has got legalized marijuana, sort of.
Yep.
Was that yep or hemp?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
They do. I don't know that much about what it entails, but they do.
Well, it doesn't go until July 1, so there's a little bit of time.
We have time to figure it out.
Yeah, but it's got to be a little disconcerting having these various states throughout the country legalizing and California not. California still being
not yet.
What we call probably a significant producer. is it going to make it any easier?
To legalize it?
No. To enforce the rules.
Oh, well, you know.
While these others, you know, do you think that they'll go from Humboldt County to Southern Oregon? I know there's a lot of grows that are going on in Southern Oregon now anyway, so
right.
Maybe they come out of the woods, so to speak. I know it's the bridge right to the quote.
Yes,
there,
yes.
Well, but
we're
still
a big supplier here.
Yeah.
We are a big supplier.
Of the components?
Yes.
Or of the finished product?
Of the product, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in Colorado, there is a growing component to it. Some, and I don't know how much is growing there, but they grow quite a bit, I think, of their own marijuana. But, you know, we still have 40-some-odd other states that we can ship to if we don't go to Colorado, Washington, or Oregon.
How many are legalized? Well, Alaska went.
Well, Alaska, I think, went away from it for a while. You have to look at those that have, like, a Compassionate Use Act, medical marijuana. There's quite a few now. But this recreational use, you're looking at Oregon, Washington, and Colorado, from what I understand.
So though there's a clear distinction in your mind between those two?
Right. Well, they're supposed to be. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, everybody's suddenly sick.
Yeah.
have you had a chance to talk to any of the – gone to any of the national conventions?
No, I have not.
This past year? Okay.
Yeah, I have not. So I don't know how it's, you know, I've talked to my DEA compadres, you know,
right.
and pretty much there's been no movement at all that I'm aware of Colorado and Washington on their recreational usage of marijuana. So I don't know exactly what the federal scheme is on that, if they have one, if they're going to be hands-off at this point. I mean, Holder, obviously, Eric Holder is leaving office. I do know that he came down with some pretty strong directives about the enforcement of marijuana laws. Now, with a new attorney general, I don't know if that's going to change, but it may. It may come back around to be more conservative, or could go completely the other way. I don't know.
We haven't an awful lot of edibles here, do
mm-hmm.
we? Do you run into that where there's...
No, I know that.
Anecdotally, you keep hearing stories. I've
right.
got a couple buddies in Colorado, and they say, yeah, there's a couple times a week you get a story about some kid who found it and started eating it or was
right.
used in cooking or that kind of stuff, and somebody ate too much of it, and instead of getting what they anticipated, it was concentrated, and they kind of had issues with that.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I mean, that is much more prevalent now than it has been in the past. I mean, alternate ways of utilizing it. Edibles are definitely out there, along with oils and tinctures and, you know, cooking type of issues. So there's
do those things convey whatever the THC?
Yes.
I mean, so if you use it in cooking oils?
Well, from what I understand, it does. Now, I don't know exactly, but I know they do use it.
So it's different than alcohol, then, when you throw wine in and it burns off.
I think so. Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, there's different, they're utilizing different parts of the plant and utilizing different aspects of it for different concentrations and usages. So, I mean, it's kind of pretty scientific as how it's utilized.
I guess I gotta get to know more about it.
Yeah.
Boy, am I not motivated to that end. I guess California's what, next cycle away?
I mean, that's what you keep hearing. You know, people talk about that the next cycle you'll see it back on the ballot, and I think people expect it will probably pass. I just am cautious about the way that it's written. 215 was definitely not written very well. We've encountered a lot of problems with Prop 215, so we'll have to see what this new proposition looks like.
Now, is Maggie going to redefine the number in the county when she comes in? Have you heard one way or the other?
Well, right now there is no legitimate number. Right now it deals with between a doctor and his patient.
Oh, good. Doctor client privilege.
Yes.
It's 319.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS. News and Information Times, 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Mike Downey. Mike, with the election results as they currently stand, I guess that's kind of, you got to put the asterisk on it until.
Right.
3,300 absentee provisionals? Is that what you're hearing also?
Yeah, I did. I'm not sure.
10%? Doesn't that seem like a huge amount?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. But it was quite an election. I think the overall turnout for Humboldt County is better than it has been in the past, even though I said it was low.
It was about 40.
Well, I thought it was a little bit higher than that. But still, that's I think nationally, of course, this is a big election, so it was probably a better turnout nationally. But
yeah, they had, like, choices.
Yeah, all kinds of choices.
Yeah, exactly.
And people exercise those choices all up and down the gamut.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Obviously, for your perspective, mm-hmm. two good things happened.
Right.
You had Z in comfortably enough, so you don't have to worry about any kind of recount.
Right.
And Q also. Those right. two together. So what does that mean?
Well, you know, Z actually came in at a really good time in conjunction with Prop 47, which passed. State sheriffs and the DAs, state DAs and chiefs of police were all pretty much against Proposition 47, which is a decriminalization of a lot of different crimes from a felony to a petty crime. So
which turns people out.
Turns people out. And this is all part of Sacramento or California's way of decreasing their prison population. They still had 10,000 prisoners they have to release, inmates they have to release from state prison. So this will definitely help. And interesting enough, Prop 47 went into effect.
Wait a minute. You can't say help.
No.
In the same
measure Measure Z with added law enforcement.
Okay.
Help. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so you
Prop
know,
47, you say it helped the state.
No. No, Prop 47, and the interesting thing about that proposition, it goes into effect the next day. So it's already in effect. We are already, like today. Pardon me?
You get a shipment today?
No, we didn't get a shipment. Okay. We released because of the provisions of Prop 47. We released some of the folks that fall under that guideline. So that's the thing about Prop 47. So our population today was down in the 320s, 325. When we're usually up around 470, 475.
You cut out?
Well, I'm not saying we cut all those out, but what I'm saying is that that's what our population is today. I don't have an exact number of how many were released yesterday and today.
So so now you got more beds.
Yes.
Goofballs that
the theory
you
is,
guys and Andy have been dealing with. Now, is there space in the Hilton?
Or
do they not qualify either? We're, and we just got more of them that are out wandering the streets today than there were on Tuesday.
Right. We're looking at our policy now. We're redoing that policy a little bit because we now have more bed space. So the theory is that the more the predatorial type or those that are more dangerous to the public, we should be able to hang on to longer because we have extra space. So I mean that's the theory. We'll see how that how that actually shakes out, because many of these crimes, like let's take the theft of a firearm. Wouldn't you think that should be a felony?
Yeah.
No, it's not now.
I know.
It's considered a misdemeanor, petty theft, because it's under $950. That dollar amount was raised. It's no longer a general felony. Even before, the theft of a firearm would it be a felony? Well, now it is not. So those are some.
But stealing a diamond necklace, value over $950,
mm-hmm.
would be.
Yes. Yes.
So, what are the profiles of some of these folks that are no longer residents? that were turned loose because of this. Why should we not be feeling a lot more pensive, a little bit more paranoid, and a lot more concerned?
Well, and that's why I say, Measure Z and Measure Q both passed. Obviously, Measure Q is for the city of Eureka, where our facility is based. That's the center of the county. And Measure Z, which covers all the county areas, plus all the cities, too, with services the sheriff delivers. That extra added revenue coming in will definitely allow, in my case, not so much for the city, because the city has had Measure, I forget what it was before, P or whatever it was, O before. So they already have, they never really had a reduction. They're maintaining what they had, which is good. I'm happy about that. But the sheriff's office has taken a general reduction year after year because of dwindling revenues. Well, this gives me the chance now. I'm in a position now, and I've already started the process of rebuilding my agency, putting more depth in there. I went from a department of about 270 people, full-time employees. I'm down to around 225 now. So this gives me the opportunity to rebuild and put key positions back into play so that we have more officers that can respond to crimes in progress, and we'll be able to put more depth into the correctional facility so that we can do more constructive work, such as regular checks of the facility, make sure that contraband's not being brought in. Right now, with the way our staffing is there, we're not able to be as proactive as we'd like to be. Now we'll be able to be more proactive inside the facility. So there are some bright things coming out of that. Again, the vote, it was left up to the voters to decide whether they wanted to make law enforcement or public safety a priority, and they chose to, and I think that's a good thing.
KINS, News and Information Times 3:30. We'll be back with more from Mike Downey.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. Mike, some of the different challenges, obviously, with the restructuring, if you will, I guess that would be the simplest thing with what you're dealing with this week with the passage of 47.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
Well, I just was wondering, how do you see that playing out? I mean, is that something that is okay, fine, that's what happened, or are you really counting your blessings that you're going to be able to hire up some extra folks because now you got more folks you got to pay attention to who have a demonstrated history of needing to have somebody pay attention to them?
It would have been better, in my view, to have Z pass, which it did, and have 47 not pass. I mean, realistically. But, you know, we will adapt. I mean, law enforcement in California has always adapted to whatever.
Well, look what we've adapted to in Humboldt County over the last 30 years.
I mean, right.
Adaptation isn't necessarily a positive thing.
That's true. That's true. But, you know, we are at this point stuck with what we have. That doesn't mean that in the future there couldn't be some cleanup legislation that comes along to tighten that up. I mean, we are a country of checks and balances, and I think that some of these things will probably be challenged in the future. But as of right now, California law enforcement throughout the state are trying to come up with ways to live with where we are right now. And we do that all the time. We're very adaptable. We have to be.
So with the passage of Z,
mm-hmm.
what do you, and Q, I mean, you can't look at one without the other just because of the population centers. What are you looking at? What do you see that Z has made possible? What kind of timeline are you looking at? What's there?
Yeah, the biggest thing is with the passage of Z, we can all sit around and go, wow, now we can start hiring people. We can start filling our ranks back up. But people have to realize there's a process that goes along with that. And sometimes it can be a long process, finding qualified candidates, putting them through a full background and making sure that they fit with the standards of peace officer standards of training through POST, and then getting them through a break-in program or if they have to go to the academy. So you could, from start to finish, depending upon what stage they are in their career, you could be looking at 3 months to 8 months to get someone qualified to be on the street with Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Then
at the point where they're then mentored and get the ride-alongs?
Well, I'm saying, yeah, I'm able to, okay. to go out, you know, and then if we have to put someone through an academy, you're looking at more like a year to get them all the way through the process. So it's time sensitive, so to speak. I've already talked to the CAO. He is in agreement with me that
you saw him yesterday morning about 8?
Yeah.
8:30 in the morning?
Yeah. But he's in agreement with me that we need to start the process of trying to identify new hires as soon as we can, because in essence, this, we don't really start to see the first revenues from Measure Z till June. So to wait till June and then start to try and do the buildup then would be very counterproductive for what the will of the voter was expressed the other day. So we need to get ahead of that curve now and identify people and get them in the pipeline so that they're ready to go.
So if there's now a chunk of money that's out there, I don't know, what was it projected to be, 4, 5, 6 million something?
Last projections I heard is about $6 million a year.
Okay. I know, you know, nobody said that there'd be, you know, any guarantees and advisory this and great. How much are you looking at? What are you thinking you're going to get out of that so that you can start putting together this new additional SO?
Well, let's look at Measure Z first. It was a non-specific tax. It is not necessarily totally meant for the sheriff's office or public safety in the essence of law enforcement officers. So there are other aspects of the county, other agencies in the county that will derive funding from Measure Z. With that said, though, I mean, I think the voters looked at it and realized that we need law enforcement. I think that was the driving force behind that proposition or that measure passing. With that said, I would think that the sheriff's office will get an adequate amount of that pot, so to speak, to fill a number of those positions that I have. And I'd like to see at least 6 or 7 deputy sheriffs and a sergeant within the first year, and probably 4 or 5 correctional officers. And then I also have a situation in Office of Emergency Services where I could use some depth there, another person or so. So I have to look at the whole agency and not just the officers on the street. And with that said, realistically, how many deputy sheriffs can I hire in a year? How many can I get prepared to be on the street? It is a process. So if I can get 6 or 7 people on the street within the first year, I'll be pretty happy with that. The additional to what I have now.
Plus.
Yes.
You mentioned EAS, and I know Dan Larkin is stepping down at the end of the year. Tough to find somebody to to do whatever it is that happens in that office? Because I know a lot of folks don't really have any kind of inkling what that position is required.
That position is so key. We're in the process of trying to fill it right now. I thought that we had jumped on it early enough to really have someone identified by now, but now I am working on a list of names and possible people to fill that position. I hope to have that filled within 30 days. But it is a key position because when there is an emergency in Humboldt County, when there is a natural disaster, fire, flood, whatever you want to call it, you know, I am the director of Office of Emergency Services for the county, but I have a confidant who's my manager of OES. Who actually does something? Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
I can say that. But actually, you know, is my confidant and gives me advice as to what we should do. Then I have to weigh that advice.
Like
as
your
to
advisor.
Right, an advisor, correct. So it's a very key position because, I don't know all the ins and outs and everything that goes on with Office of Emergency Services. I know a great deal about it, but
it's a fairly low turnover position also, so you want to be sure you get somebody in there that you really can work with instead of missing the boat.
Yeah, I'd like to see it so I don't have to fill that position again as long as I'm sheriff.
Yeah. Appreciate that one. KINS News and Information Times 343. We'll be back with more from Mike Downey.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:46. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Humboldt County Sheriff Mike Downey. Mike, the concept of retirement is something that is, I guess it's a goal. I don't know. You look like you're a genetic mutant. I certainly am, too. I don't know if retirement's ever going to happen until medical conditions require it.
Okay.
So the concept of somebody doing 30 years and retiring is very foreign to me, and I think to a lot of other folks also. And I know there are arguments about, in government service and this and that. Okay, fine. But you got a couple of your senior staff guys now moving on.
Right.
Now, where they're moving to will be very hush-hush.
Well.
Where does that leave you in addition to trying to backfill in these other positions?
Let me just real quickly address the retirement portion of it. You know, these two individuals that we're talking about, two of my key lieutenants, are moving on. But, they're moving on because it's time to go. But by no means do I think they're retiring. They'll be involved in some type of work from here on. So it's retirement, but it's going from one career to another, so to speak. But where that leaves me is I have two key administrative positions to fill. You know, Dave Morey was one of my staff lieutenants, and Steve Knight. A lot of people know him. He's my PIO, court services lieutenant, took care of a lot of things back in that realm. Steve is going to be hard to replace because of his connections with the media. He did an excellent job with that, along with many other things. He's a guy that put the animal shelter together, 15 years ago. And Dave Morey, on the other hand, was a key in my staff position, deputy sheriffs and that type of thing. So I'm going through a process of identifying the right people for the positions. In the past, sheriffs have given an interview and said, okay, yeah, you look okay. I think we'll hire you. I refuse to do that.
With the selection of Hansel.
Yeah.
All of a sudden people went, huh?
Yeah. So
a different standard. So are you taking a lot of time to do this? Do you kind of have a pretty good sense of who you're talking to before, and it's just that last 10% that you're looking for?
Well, maybe a little bit more than that. I've brought the public sector into it quite heavily on both the sergeants I'm promoting and the lieutenants because I want a more transparent process. I want the input of the general public to help me identify the top people that will interact great with the public. We are a service-oriented profession. We're public servants. I talked about that this morning before testing began for some of our sergeants' positions. And we have to keep in mind that we are public servants. That's exactly what our job is. So we have to exude that kind of confidence in the public that we're here to give them the best service we can.
So have you made the selection yet for your lieutenants? Are you
No.
in process?
I'm in process.
What timeline are you looking at with that?
I have one more part of the process the middle of next week. So I would imagine within 2 weeks I will have made those appointments, or at least
Thanksgiving-ish?
Yeah, yeah. Sergeants, probably in the next couple of weeks, I'll be making some appointments to sergeant also.
So if Steve is gone and you don't have a PIO, Lieutenant how are you
going to
get the word out?
Lieutenant Wayne Hansen is the PIO at this point.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
And I've already heard some good things about Wayne. He's easy to get a
You've
hold
heard
of.
A lot about Wayne yeah. over the years. Don't give me that.
You
know. Thanks for coming
All
by,
right.
Mike. We've been Talking Shop with Mike Downey. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.